heard it called clabber mill?
Oh, yes, clabber. Yeah. That's for it's beaten up. Clabber is when it's formed that solid mass before you beat it up. Clabber makes, beat it up, it makes buttermilk. Clabber.
Is there anything else you can make out of clabber mill that you know of?
Not that I can call.
Do you make cottage cheese out of that?
Well, yes, I never did know too much. I eat cottage cheese, but I never did make any. And I guess that's the reason why it's made.
I've heard that you can.
Well, I think what else is it but cottage cheese? Cottage cheese is clabber milk.
What do people call, you know, if they have something to eat between meals, they say they're having a...
snack?
Are you bad about that?
No, I never was. Not since I was a child. Now, when I came home from school, when I was a child, we walked a mile to school. It was a mile there, a mile back, of course. And Mother never did refuse we children to go into the safe when we got in. As soon as we got in, and I changed my little dress, and so I'd be clean and fresh in the morning. And they don't think anything about that now, but we did then. We kept our little dress fresh where it's good. And we always went to the safe, and Mother always let us. And that was just our little snack before we had our, but we was always ready for supper by the time that come to.
I meant to ask you when you were telling me what you ate for breakfast, if they offered you a choice between hash browns and anything else.
Grits. Once in a while I take grits. But I don't take grits much because I think the hash browns are a little more healthy. And grits, you know, are made from corn. And you know, when an old farmer wants to fatten his hog, you know what he does? He puts him in up in the pen and feeds him corn. Corn's the way he fattens his hog.
Yes, ma'am.
And if he fattens a hog, he fattens meat.
Well, can you tell me what different kinds of vegetables people grow in their gardens around here for themselves?
Oh, cucumbers and radishes, onions, cabbage, beans, various kinds. Butter beans, English peas, peanuts, watermelons, cantaloupes. Now that's our main, I'd say.
Any tomatoes?
Oh yes, tomatoes. The big tomatoes and the little tiny ones.
Do those tiny ones have a particular name?
There's a little bell tomato. And I don't know, preserved. They make good preserves. On food with them. Tomato preserves, it's good. I made a little red one.
Well, what about some different kind of nuts that grow in this area?
What other tomato do you have listed that I didn't name?
Well, the little one, I have heard people call them Tommy Toads. Have you ever
Tommy Toads?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's a slang for tomato. We never called it that.
I see.
And then it's a little tomato, you know, shaped just like a bell. It's hard at the top. It's kind of like a little bell. They're pretty and they're good. No, now what was the other question?
Nuts. Different types of nuts that grow around here.
Nuts. Well, we have pecans, walnuts, and pecans and walnuts. About it.
Oh, one that I wanted to ask you about when we were talking about vegetable, different potatoes?
Oh, different. The sweet potato and the ice potato.
Ever heard people call sweet potato by any other name?
Yes.